stupid people. A Catholic church in Gaza shelled overnight. Two priests and five other people hurt. Pope Francis had called that church nightly before he died. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. State health officials say the federal budget reconciliation bill will make it harder for Wisconsinites to qualify for Medicaid and food assistance. State Department of Health Services analysis estimates that over 250,000 state residents will lose Medicaid and Affordable Care Act coverage because of provisions in that law. Dive teams in Sheboygan recovered the body of a 13-year-old who went underwater Tuesday afternoon. Fire Chief Eric Montanalo says the search at J.C. Quarry Park was a challenge due to poor water visibility and the rocky nature of the quarry's bottom, which stymied sonar use and forced teams to search for the teen by hand. And you can become a community scientist by participating in Wisconsin's Game Bird Survey this summer. That survey measures the reproductive status of game birds and provides DNR scientists with data needed to make informed management decisions for the species. More information is available on the DNR's website.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Much quieter today after a wet and stormy Wednesday. Cooler, less humid today with partly sunny skies with a high near 73. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 54. A great finish to the work week on Friday. Sunny skies, a high of 77. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Current temperature is 56 degrees.
99.7
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily, 7:01 on a cloudy morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Here is Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do With It, on Max FM.
Must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
Maximum hits for Portage. 99.7 Max FM.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trash until you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new band in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Ain't that your average team? Baby, if you just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance crazy. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me.
Welcome to the show.
Guess what?
I'm getting it.
You're getting what?
A tattoo. I'm getting a tattoo.
A tattoo?
Why is that white today?
It's National Tattoo Day.
Yeah, that's what my tramp stamp says.
Hey, that is a cool tattoo, my brother.
Yeah, I've been thinking about getting inked up with some tats.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet!
What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say? Sweet!
Ink tats, the coolest kind.
Happy National Tattoo Day.
Showtime.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Nemley. 7:08 on Thursday morning, or also known as Friday Eve. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. This morning, we do see a little bit of fog outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studio as a heads up. It's going to gradually clear out and be mostly sunny with the high of 72. Tonight, mostly clear with the low of 54. On Friday, sunny and beautiful, a high of 78. Friday night, those showers and thunderstorm chances return with the low of 65. On Saturday, shower and thunderstorm chances, mostly cloudy, a high of 81. We are monitoring that system as well, and we'll keep closer tabs and provide updates as we get into Friday and Saturday. On Sunday, the best day of the weekend, mostly sunny with the high of 77. Currently 56 degrees, cloudy and foggy outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studio at the corner of 3rd and Oak. Good morning, Emily. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Dave. I'm well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay, but my voice is a little bit messed up. It was a long day yesterday. We ended up doing a little bit of severe weather coverage.
I heard, literally, I heard in my car when I was leaving to try to figure out what was the best route to avoid all of that. And thankfully, here you guys were on the radio letting me know what to do. It was really helpful. Thank you. But yeah, it sounded like it was a lot of talking.
It was definitely a lot of talking. We ended up, I think, about 3 hours almost of coverage yesterday afternoon. And so it was something that we were keeping tabs on for this area and just other areas as well that we know people listening in. And we do know one thing I want to mention is we were talking a lot about Washura County yesterday in the Wautoma area specifically. We were watching that storm while we were watching the storms here, and we observed over 5 inches of rain in less than 90 minutes in Wautoma yesterday. Street flooding was a problem there, and yeah, it was crazy. We saw everything from wind to tornadoes to heavy rain. Everything that they said that this storm possibly would do, it did. So it was a long afternoon, and, you know, it's...
Yeah, but you kept us safe. You know what? We appreciate that. It was really nice to tune in, and I turned my car on, and there you guys were, and it was just like, oh, thanks, guys. So, no, we do appreciate it, and that was my, you know, my... I was a listener at that moment, and I really did appreciate what you guys were doing, so I know that everyone else does, too. Yeah, the weather, you know, there was flash floods, right? There was all the things. So was there touchdowns, though, of tornadoes?
Yes, unfortunately, there was in the Sauk Prairie area. There was a confirmed tornado. I did see video of it. Obviously, the National Weather Service will come through and do some more discussions on that. But there was some damage in the Birchwood area, in the Sauk Prairie area. That was a storm that we were watching pretty closely. There was also what Corey and I saw and May saw in the Mauston area as well. And so we know that the National Weather Service will go through today, look at everything, and then check to see exactly what those ratings were. But yes, we did see those. We did not have warnings in the Baraboo area. That was one thing that did cause some confusion yesterday. Was the tornado sirens did go off in Baraboo, and as I mentioned a little bit earlier, when the Sauk County has a warning, that's for the whole county those sirens go off. And what that means is it may not be here or it may not be here yet. And the best thing you can do is when you hear those sirens go off, tune into something and find out what's going on. You can turn, obviously, your TV on. They're usually doing coverage, or obviously turn us on. We are going to do wall-to-wall coverage during those warnings. So if you hear the sirens, that's a heads up. Hey, you should go check out and see what's going on. And we are going to be getting our emergency management director from Sauk County. And at some point, he has offered to come in and do an interview with us to better explain how that whole process works. And so we do want to obviously get that information out there, because I know they were going off in Wisconsin Dells and someone says, well, there's nothing going on in Wisconsin Dells. No, it was for Columbia County. And so Corey and I did our best to relay that with Mace as well. And then the other thing is, don't always believe what you see on social media. There was a lot of misinformation out there as to where damage occurred, because they heard us saying, oh, that it's near this landmark, so people assume there was damage there. That was not the case, and we were very careful to pass that along as well. So by the end of the day, myself, Corey, Mace were all on at the same time, because we thought this storm was severe enough that it warranted having the complete coverage. And so that's what happened yesterday. We appreciate everyone that texted in and said thank you. I'm catching up on our text line this morning, and we had many listeners text in. We had Marty text in saying thank you to us as well. Marty, you're welcome. That is what we're here to do, and we will break in no matter what time of day it is. Myself, Corey, and Mace do monitor this 24/7. If we need to, we'll break in at 1 in the morning. We have done that before. We do have ways of getting these alerts when we're sleeping. And so, if need be.
Wonderful.
Yes. I woke up.
No, it is.
I woke up right out of bed one morning, bright and early, and Corey messaged me. He goes, we got a warning. I said, And he goes, oh, you're already on. I said, yeah, see you in a second. And so we do take it very seriously. I mean, that's what it does ultimately come down to. And it's about protecting people, and it's not about being scared. That's the other part of this is we're not trying to scare anyone. We want people to be prepared. We want people to be safe. We want people to know what's going on. And we also will talk about areas outside of Baraboo or Sauk County as well, because you may be traveling to those areas or through those areas, right, Emily?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, in my line of work outside of this job, me and my agents are traveling all over the place. You know, people are traveling north all the time. There's a lot of action up in Wautoma and Montello and all of those areas concerning real estate. So we are all over the place. We are on the road, and it's oftentimes things that come up, you know, as they come up, like, oh, I'd like to see this place today. Can you? Yes. Okay, great. I'm in the area. Okay, I'll be there in an hour and a half. And all of a sudden, you know, it is helpful to have some alerts and knowing what's going on outside of where you are at that moment and know what's going on where you will be in an hour. So it is very helpful. We super appreciate it. That is the beauty of live radio, is we as a group are able to still, you know, get some information and share it with people in real time as it goes. So we do appreciate it. And we'll stay on top of it for you.
Yeah, most definitely. And the other thing that we do is we have a lot of other radio stations, too, that Corey and Mace keep weather tabs on. So occasionally what will happen is they will be doing coverage for other radio stations at the same time. And now we do have a radio station in Wautoma. It's The Bug 102.3, if you're in that area. One of my favorite stations to listen to in that area. I've been listening to it forever. And so that is now part of the Civic Media Group, as well as the Ripon station, WAUH. And so with those stations being in our group, we will be doing coverage for those stations going forward as well. So you will hear us talking about more than just Baraboo when we're doing this coverage, most likely, because most likely Mace and Corey, when they're doing this, will be covering those other stations at the same time. And then my focus, obviously, will be on this area or the immediate surrounding area. And that's kind of how we work it, is we have a plan in place when these events do happen. And each one of us has our portion of it. And that's why we have Corey here. That's why we have Mace here, because those are our expert meteorologists. Those two guys are the foremost experts when it comes to weather. And so I'm here to get things going and provide basic updates. And then those guys come in and explain all the science behind it. They know all of that. I'm here as their help, basically, at that point. And I appreciate everything I've learned from both of them as well, because when I first started doing this, I was not involved in the storm coverage, but now I do help out with it whenever it is needed, and then they supplement and cover the wide picture. And so Corey and Mace were amazing yesterday because they're able to see things on the radar that's happening. And the other thing that sometimes happens is we'll see things that are happening on the radar that the National Weather Service may not already be aware of. And so we are doing this real time. And then we know that, like, some of the TV stations cover it, but they're going to be focused on everywhere. We refocus on the immediate vicinity. And so that's why we do what we do. And again, we see that there's a possibility we may be doing this again on Saturday. Now, Emily, I was like, wow, Corey and I were joking. Well, severe weather season's wrapping up. And then it never is over. Let's put it that way.
No, and it keeps it interesting around here. That's why we live in Wisconsin, right? Like, that's part of the reason, because I think about trying to live in places in which don't have, I mean, severe weather is, you know, not something that I want to cheer on, but I also do like changes of the season and kind of the strong extremes that sometimes we can get to, because it does bring the colors. It brings all the different, I mean, weather affects everything, right? And it affects your mood. It affects what you do during the day, the kind of work you do, you know, all the things. And I, for one, like change. I like when I like surprises. I like when things kind of get wild. So for me, I do kind of like the weather yesterday. I don't want it to get scary, but thunderstorms, rain, things like that can be really nice, and they can be nice to then get inside. And, you know, we have a porch that we can watch the storms, not when they're dangerous, but just when they're pretty. And we do enjoy that as a family. And I like where I live, and it's nice to have stations and people that are caring about the safety of what we do through our day and how the weather does affect that, and keeping us, you know, on top of what's going on. So we certainly do that. And I don't think that extreme weather season is going to be wrapping up anytime soon. It feels like it's kind of an all day, all night, all the time thing now. So,
it is. Yeah. Now that you mention that, you're exactly right with that, because I mentioned a little bit earlier when I came on this morning, I remember covering a severe thunderstorm warning in January a couple years ago, and it was like 1 o'clock, or it was midnight or something like that. It was crazy. It was late at night. It was January, not when you expect to have severe thunderstorms. And so the reason I remember that was Corey was out chasing that as well, because Corey is a storm chaser. And he was actually out storm chasing this yesterday as well. So he was actually on the ground watching all of this happen. And so that's the other benefit we do have, is that when this severe weather happens, I know that one of our engineers, Drew, was out and about as well yesterday. So we strategically have people that are in this area watching everything that's going on. And Drew is one of our weather gurus as well. So it is, we have a pretty cool thing that we get to do here with it. We appreciate that. We appreciate, again, everyone that gives feedback on it. That's what we're here for. We're here for you, and that's what we do. We enjoy it immensely, And we want to make sure everyone's safe. That is foremost and most important. That's what we do. So speaking of things happening, don't forget the night market is back tonight in the Weicker Great Day building starting at 5:30 p.m. They'll be there until 9 p.m. in conjunction with the Concerts on the Square. Concerts on the Square, I am going to predict, will be outside tonight, 7 p.m. Weather's looking like it should be good for that. So stop in and go visit all the vendors that'll be here tonight. And they're going to be in both rooms. So you're going to come in the main lobby. Make sure you go to the other side of the building as well so you can see everyone that's there as well. So it is a great time. And that is going to be a lot of fun. That's 5:30 to 9 in the Weicker Great Day building. And then Concerts on the Square at 7 o'clock outside tonight is my prediction.
And then remind us, too, when Concerts on the Square would face some severe weather or, you know, inclement weather that would force it to not be able to be outside. Now, it switches into the Al Ringling Theater. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, great.
We'll move into the Al Ringling Theater in the event that there's inclement weather like they did last week. And so there's always a backup plan in place. But looking at our forecast, this fog and drizzle is going to clear out. It's gradually going to get somewhat sunny out there. So I think it's going to be a perfect night. You probably don't want to bring a blanket along. Maybe slightly chilly, but it'll be a good night to be outside. A dry night, finally.
Exactly. Yeah, it's going to be a good time. They were setting up for that. Basically, you know, clearing the space for the vendors to be able to set up today when they come in. So you're going to find a lot of crossover with, you know, the indoor market that we had inside the Weicker Great Day building, you know, over this last winter. And then you're going to find some crossover, too, from the folks that you see outside of the farmer's market on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So you'll see some friendly faces, some new faces. It's really exciting, and it's just a way to really bolster the community and, you know, support and, you know, share the love with the people out there that are doing the work. Even though it's, you know, small business and small batch, the love and the work is big. So please go support that. It's such a good time. So many smiles and just so much good stuff. Show for that. Yeah.
Stop on by tonight. All right. We will be back with you at 7:40 as we celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. Don't forget to text those into us. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Here's Michael Jackson on Max FM.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like that. It makes me feel like that. Oh,
singing, ooh, baby, ooh, say ooh.
'80s hits, 90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, more Music Mornings with Dave and Emily, 7:32 on Thursday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Coming up at 7:40, we are celebrating celebrity birthdays. If you know anyone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, text those in to us now via the free Civic Media app or 608-355-9970. Coming up, a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Dr. Douglas Bull.
My role at RAMC is as an ophthalmologist that encompasses medical and surgical care for visual problems. I'm able to see the joy in people's faces on the next day after surgery on their post-op visit and how much improvement their vision has developed since the surgery. It's never lost on me how important that is to patients.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
An update on the Brewers' Sal Frelick. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers head to L.A. to play the Dodgers tomorrow night, but their starting right fielder and leadoff batter, Sal Frelick, may not be able to play. An MRI showed Frelick suffered a minor hamstring injury Sunday against the Nationals, but for now, he's day-to-day. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Hurt my heart, you know, like he's such a key cog in this whole thing. That just ruined my day.
NBA, the Bucks have re-signed backup center Chris Livingston to a one-year deal worth $2 million. That comes after losing Brook Lopez to the Clippers following seven seasons in Milwaukee.
You know, free agency came. Everything happened pretty fast, but looking at my options, I was just thrilled the Clippers reached out. They've been a great team quite a while now, you know, and there's just, you know, a great chance to win a championship here.
The Bucks lost to the Bulls last night 102-98 to close out their summer league schedule. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. Much quieter today after a wet and stormy Wednesday. Cooler, less humid today with partly sunny skies with a high near 73. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 54. A great finish to the work week on Friday. Sunny skies, a high of 77. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Current temperature is 56 degrees.
Baraboo's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Nemley. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. It is 7:40 a.m. on July 17th, Thursday Eve, as we like to call it. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, you know someone that is, text those in now, 608-355-9970. We want to celebrate those with you after we take a look at our celebrity birthdays. And a reminder, as soon as we're done with our celebrity birthdays, we have Ben Bromley waiting to tell us why weekends are best in the Baraboo area. Looking at our list today, we see that Billie Lord is 33. She is Carrie Fisher's daughter, Debbie Reynolds' granddaughter, and so forth. And she was in the Star Wars trilogy, American Horror Story, and Channel 3 on Scream's Queens. We also have Jeremiah, 38, R&B person. And who else do you see on our list today, Emily?
Sure. So Mike Vogel is 46 today. Dale Barbie on Under the Dome. Captain Dalton on The Brave. And Brenda's song's husband, the Netflix thriller Secret Obsession. Also, Luke Bryan is 49. They're talking a little bit about American Idol here, but he also is famous for the hits.
We lost Emily. Luke Bryan again. He's an American Idol judge. Play It Again and Crash My Party were some of his songs. Eric Winter, 49. Sergeant Tim Bradford on The Rookie. Corey Hart is 50. Professional motor car racer who happens to be married to Pink. And, of course, we have to get our Dancing with the Stars person in the day. It is Tony DeVolani, 52. He was a former Dancing with the Stars pro, winning the 15th season with Melissa Rycroft from The Bachelor. We also have, Jason Clark celebrating. He is 56. He's Dad Louis Creed in the Pet Sematary movies. And we have all sorts of, I see a message from our good friend Ben Bromley. So let me see if I can help him out here this morning as well. So we are working, this is multitasking at its finest. Again, we are looking at our celebrity birthdays this morning and trying to also get folks logged in here this morning. All right, I think we got that taken care of. All right, we're going to go back to our celebrity birthdays real quick here. We have Alex Winter. He is 60 years old today, and I'm going to... following up on a couple of things here this morning. We have Craig Morgan, 61, country singer. That's What I Love About Sunday. Mark Burnett, 65, producer behind the reality TV shows like The Apprentice, Survivor, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Mark is married to Touched by an Angel's Roma Dowie, and they produce The Bible and The Son of God together. So they've had quite a career. Oh, we got some other big ones here, Emily, as well.
We do. Angela Merkel is 71. She was the first female chancellor of Germany. She did retire back in 21. On a complete opposite end of the spectrum, David Hasselhoff is 73. There's some commentary here because I think they were talking about the Chancellor of Germany, which we're going to skip. We don't David Hasselhoff. What is Knight he from? Rider. Come on. Knight Rider.
Well,
and Baywatch. Opposite. Yeah. We like him for Knight Rider. We'll just end there because he should have ended there. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Lucy Arnaz is 74. Obviously famous for being Lucy and Desi's daughter. Oh, Lucille Ball. They don't make them like that anymore.
No.
Also, Terry Geezer Butler, 76 today, the bassist for Black Sabbath. Can you play that? No, I don't think can. Yeah.
Negative.
I'm not going to fit on the playlist for the morning show. Negative.
That would not be in our library today, unfortunately.
Do love some Black Sabbath.
Yes. And we got our last one here is Queen Camilla Parker Bowles, is 78, Queen Consort of King Charles. And so... And normally we don't talk about those that have passed away, but Donald Sutherland would have been 90 years old today, and he's Kiefer Sutherland's dad. So, yeah, they had quite the career in show business, to say the least, Emily.
Yes, they did, both of them. Donald Sutherland was fantastic. Every character he played was just always walking the line of, is he a nice guy or is he evil?
Right.
Pretty good.
And that's exactly it. I mean, he had some great shows or movies, I should say. And you look at it's just a very versatile actor, to say the least. And as a reminder, if you do know someone that celebrates a local birthday or anniversary, you can text those into us anytime. We'll add them to our calendar. We want to celebrate them with you as well. So we didn't get any today, but maybe we'll have some for tomorrow or for the weekend. Emily, you'll be back with us at 8:10 this morning for further shenanigans as well.
Of course. And looking forward to that. We'll see you then.
Yeah, we'll decide on what we're going to talk about at 8:10. We have a couple of different options. So go ahead and take a look at the messages and see which one we want to talk about. They're both interesting topics, to say the least. So
We'll do. Either way, they're going to be funny because we're talking about them. Because it's us.
Funny, yes. And speaking of funny, coming up in just moments, Ben Brownlee will be stepping in to talk about why weekends are best. Brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together.
At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we serve up more than just food. We serve fun. From our all-you-can-eat buffet with pizza, chicken, and sides, to our Fun Zone arcade, there's something for everyone. And the deals? Oh yeah. Tuesdays are kids' night, Thursdays are wing night, and $12.99 buffets Sunday through Thursday from 7 to close. Find us at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, come hungry, leave happy.
We have Ben Brownlee with us this morning from the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce to talk about why weekends are best, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo, the one, the only, the funny man, Ben Brownlee. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Dave. As always, when I hear that lead in, it makes me hungry for Pizza Ranch.
Me too. Or they have chicken there as well, I'm just saying.
Oh, well, I'll have to wait till lunch.
Yes, indeed. Now, we have a busy calendar ahead of us. I don't think we're going to get to each and every one of these, unfortunately, because there are a lot of things going on starting tonight, and then that goes through Sunday.
You're exactly right, Dave. Yeah, we'll encourage everyone to go see the full calendar at baraboo.com because it is so packed, you and I can't get to it here. But as always, on Thursday night, I like to start with concerts on the square. Charanga Agoza is tonight's performer, and the weather looks good to be out on the courthouse lawn, 7 p.m. We'll cross our fingers on that. So this is a group that plays charanga, a dance-oriented genre from Cuba.
And yeah, it should be able to be outside tonight, maybe bring a blanket along, but it's looking clear, like it'll clear up this afternoon into the evening. So I'm predicting outdoors tonight.
Beautiful. We also have some live music. Speaking of outdoor music, at Tumbled Rock tonight, Peyton Eilers is going to be performing at Tumbled Rock from 6 until 9. Those are the highlights from Thursday, but then as we get into Friday, whoo!
But
big,
wait,
big calendar.
There is more.
So, well, we'll give Hope House a little shout out. They're having their golf outing on Friday afternoon, morning and afternoon. Also, we don't always talk about Des Tactical Arms, but they do have periodic events, and they're doing a date night event this weekend, both Friday and Saturday. So you get 2-for-1 range time and half price rentals. Friday and Saturday from 3 until 6 p.m., and you can show up without a reservation.
Wow, that sounds like a great day and night.
Absolutely. And we've got some live music to share. Now, they're going to have a full event here with live music at Balanced Rock Friday night by 7,000 apart. But they're also having their July night market. So that's going to run from 6 until 9 Friday night at Balanced Rock. And that's just the beginning, Dave.
And we have more.
One of our local favorites, Gary Frisch, he'll be performing solo at Pals Brewery Friday night from 6 until 9. We also have Emily Brooke at Tumbled Rock Friday night. She's going to perform from 6 till 9 as well. And then we have a special act out at Legacy Dinner Theater. They have an Eric Clapton tribute called Clapton Nation. That's going to be Friday night. That's going to be at 7 p.m. Obviously, if folks know, we've talked about their Sneaky Pete show. That's kind of the regular, like, in-house show, but they're still working in the tribute acts as well, and it'll be Clapton Nation Friday night.
And so, yeah, so Friday nights, they've taken a night off from Sneaky Pete's. They have the tribute groups up there all summer long on Friday nights, and Ben, that just is touching on it, and then we have more on Saturday.
Oh, we sure do. Senator, one thing I want to mention is that Mirror Lake State Park, the Friends group there, has gotten active in sending us their calendar events. And there's a lot on there. You and I can't get to it all, but they're going to have a little animal trivia Saturday afternoon. That's actually going to be at Rocky Arbor State Park. That's going to happen at from 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturday. But like we said, if people go to baraboo.com, look at the full calendar, you can see everything that's happening at Rocky Arbor and at Mirror Lake State Park. Also, our friends at the H.H. Bennett Studio, they're having their 150th anniversary celebration Saturday from 11 to 6 in downtown Wisconsin Dells.
Yeah, that'll be a great event. That is, 150 years. Wow, I remember that being there forever. That's where I grew up, so part of the history of the Dells.
That wasn't 150 years ago.
No, it was 50 years ago, so I got one third of that in the books, at least.
We also have a ton of live music Saturday, so make a rapid fire here. We've got Avian Aura at Tumbled Rock Saturday from 1 to 4. They actually have a bit of a doubleheader. They're going to have Genevieve Hayward later in the day.
You've got... Yeah, if you've not seen Genevieve, get out there. We saw her last time she was at Tumble Rock. What an amazing artist.
Outstanding. Brian Beard is going to perform Saturday at Balanced Rock from 2 until 4:30. Sam Ness will be live at Pal's Brewery Saturday from 2 until 5. And we've got Matthew Schmidt at Bronco Billy's Saturday from 6 till 9. And wait, I got one more for you. Soul Whiskey will be performing at the Dells Barn and Music and Events Saturday night, 6 to 10.
Wow, and we have more live music on Sunday and a pork chop dinner, it looks like.
Yes, indeed. We'll give a shout out to our friends at the Baraboo Area Senior Center. They're having a pork chop dinner. That's actually going to be over in Reedsburg Saturday from 11 to 2 at the Pioneer Village. Looking at the calendar of events out at the state parks, there's going to be a scavenger hunt hike at Mirror Lake. That's going to take place Sunday afternoon, Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Now, you mentioned the live music, Dave. We've got Justin Rautebush and Ben Olson performing Sunday at Balanced Rock from 2 until 4:30. Matthew Schmidt, he's doing a doubleheader. He's going to be at Bronco Billy's again Sunday afternoon. He'll be performing live from 4 until 6. And wrapping up the live music for the weekend, Dan Tedesco will perform at Tumbled Rock Brewery from 6 until 9 on Sunday.
Wow, what a busy weekend. Had plenty of opportunity to do these things. Again, if you missed anything and we didn't get to go through everything, you can go to baraboo.com for the full calendar of events, Ben.
There's lots on there this time of year for sure.
There is. Ben, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Dave. I'm glad you survived the fair.
Yes, we did. We had a lot of fun out there, and you even made it on some of the pictures out there as well.
All right, now I gotta go make my reservations at Pizza Ranch.
Yes, indeed. I've got pizza and chicken on the brain as well, buddy. Weekends Are Best are brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo every Thursday right here on Max FM. Coming up, Bob Lips Inc. on Max FM.
Craving something for the whole family? Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Dig into our legendary buffet with pizza, the country's best chicken, fresh salads, and desserts. We've got deals all week long. Kids Night Tuesdays, Wing Night Thursdays, and $12.99 buffet Sunday through Thursday from 7 to close. And don't forget the Fun Zone Arcade. Great for the kids or the kid in you. Stop by 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, where food and family come together.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits. Max FM.
Don't you take me to
Funkin' Town.
Won't you take me to
Funkin' Town.
Won't you take me to
you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate has passed $9 billion in federal spending cuts requested by President Trump. The money will slash funding for international aid and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Democrats like Senator Chuck Schumer voting no.
This is a dark day for America. A dark day for rural Americans, a dark day for any American who relies on public broadcasting during floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, and other disasters.
Republicans call it cutting out waste, fraud, and abuse. A lightning strike in New Jersey has killed an archery instructor. Two people died in flash flooding in New Jersey earlier this week. She was born in Jersey. Our singer Connie Francis has died, according to her friend and publicist Ron Roberts. Francis, known for hits like Who's Sorry Now and Pretty Little Baby, was 87. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Today is the day Wisconsin's LGBTQ plus youth lose access to specialized services on the Suicide and Crisis Prevention Hotline. According to a Trump administration directive, people contacting the 988 number will still have access to crisis services, but there won't be a press 3 option for the specialized line. Activity at the Port of Green Bay is